Hey, I'm Scott, and I'm an American in Bangkok. I just wanted to give an update on Bong and an update on what's going on with me and the site. First of all, with Bong, he was admitted into the hospital, Chula Longkorn. He had a surgery on his lower abdomen. I'm not exactly sure still where, but he had surgery, and he's supposed to have surgery on his penis or his testicles or both, and that was supposed to do something about the infection and the blockage. He's got a catheter in his penis now, so he's urinating from that. So he's not in a very I'm sure he's not very comfortable right now. If you've ever had a catheter up your willy, it's not the most pleasant experience. Now, he was scheduled to have surgery a while back, and the hospital needed a release form. The thing is that he has two sons. The one son, he lives somewhere near the border, and I guess he and Bong are not on speaking terms. He was called by Oi yesterday, and he said he couldn't come, or he didn't want to come. I don't know exactly what the deal is, but that's not good news. The other son passed away from AIDS. So he has basically no one. Now, Oi, in Thai life, day-to-day life, she's considered his wife, but legally she is not his wife because they were never legally married and the marriage was not registered. So she is unable to sign the paperwork. Thus, the hospital did not want to do the surgery on him because there was no release form. Then I got news from Oi that the doctor agreed to go ahead and do this, to do the surgery. And that was great news. I thought, all right, well, you know, he gets through this and then we can start working on other things to make sure that he gets at least some semblance of health back. And then yesterday when I called Oi, I called her because I was going to go see her today because the surgery was scheduled for today. She told me now the doctor's saying it can't be done because she is not eligible to sign the paperwork and they have absolutely nobody to sign the paperwork. And I guess legally, it's just not possible. So that means they're going to try to stabilize him for at least another day or two, and then they're going to release him with a catheter and I guess it's called a urinary bag, so that he's capable of urinating because they can't do the surgery. So that means the only way that they can keep him alive is through the catheter, because if he doesn't have the catheter, he's got a blockage. I don't know exactly how it's working or what's involved or anything like that. But apparently if they take the catheter out, he's going to need to have the surgery. So at least for now, they're going to keep the catheter in. They're going to send him home, which I find to be ludicrous. And then, you know, he's just going to have to take it from there. So I'm not really too thrilled about this. And I'm, you know, it's been a drain on me. I didn't really expect it. I don't know what I expected. I should have thought about this. You know, when I first started helping him, I knew that, you know, he was older, but I didn't really think about it too much because while he was just laying there, he didn't seem like he was in poor health. But he hasn't been moving a lot lately. His heart is weak, and he's just not in good shape. So that's some pretty bad news. And Oi is pretty much a wreck. And it's been a little bit hard on me and on Valeria and her husband, Rod. We've all been trying to help, and there's not really much we can do. So that's not good. But I should know more in the next couple of days. I should hear from her. There is a chance that maybe on Monday the doctor will schedule surgery. I don't know how they're going to get around it or anything, but he, from what she said, there's a chance that it can happen. So that's good. And then as far as I go, You know, I came back from Cambodia. Listen, I went to Cambodia. I wanted to go to Laos. But first of all, the Mekong River, you can't go all the way up and all the way down the Mekong River. You can't do it because they have dams there now in China and in Laos, and they won't allow you to go anywhere near it. You got to go around it, and it's a huge pain in the neck. And I just thought, me in a little boat or on a boat sitting there all day with my knees up to my chest, with my hip like it is going to be extremely painful. So I went to Cambodia. I got some pain medicine, and I walked for a couple of hours altogether. I think I was there for three or four nights, and I probably walked around a total of maybe 3 or 4 hours, like an hour a day, and that was painful. They stuck me up on the fourth floor, so I've got some more tool slaying footage coming up, but that was extremely painful. I've been waiting on the paperwork to come from the Veterans Administration because I was in the service when I was 17, and it just came today. So I need to see where I stand with them and what I qualify for, how much is going to be covered by their medical care, and whether I qualify. I don't think I qualify for Medicaid, but I could be wrong. I don't know. I haven't even looked into it, to tell you the truth. And so that's kind of what's going on. There's a chance I'll go up to Chiang Mai and have the surgery done up there. It's 200 to 300,000 baht up there, which is nothing to sneeze at, but it's a lot cheaper than 400 to 500, 550,000 baht. So I'm pretty thankful for that. But it's going to be a couple of months before I get it done. So I'm not too happy about the fact that I'm walking around basically grinding my bone and feeling more pain every day. Today, every once in a while, I'll have a day where I'm like, wow, I don't feel any pain at all. Today, I feel a little bit sore, but I don't really feel any pain. So that's great. And then, you know, I got a buddy who, I've known him for about 30 years, actually 30, 32, 30, 31 years I've known the guy. And I lost track of him for about 15, maybe 18 years. And I've been trying to get a hold of him, And, you know, I found his sister on Facebook and communicated to her. And she actually gave me a phone number. I called the number. It didn't work. She gave me another number. That worked. And I got a hold of my buddy after all these years. And he was a very good friend, very close friend of mine. I was so happy to get in touch with him. And we have talked for the past, say, 6 months or so. And right when I first started talking to him, his mother died. Okay? And he was really broken up. And I actually lived with his family for a couple of months because I don't remember what happened, but I was living in an apartment, and I needed a place to stay for like 2 months until this next apartment was open. And he said, oh, just stay with us. And they let me stay at their house, and they treated me just like I was part of the family. Anyway, his mother passed away, and I was, you know, bummed about that. But I figured, you know, she was, I think, 78. His father had already passed away in the time that we were out of touch. And so, you know, two people that I knew passed away. That was a little, you know, I mean, it happens. And then today he called me up and he was really upset. And his younger sister, who when I was 21 or 22, she was about 16 or 17. She was just getting to the point where she was cute. And I was like, she's pretty cute, you know. But she was a little bit too young for me, and I never really did anything. But I always thought she was cute, and she was very nice. And it was funny because they were still brother and sister, and he messed with her, and she messed with him, and they did all kinds of things together. And then I just found out today that she passed away, and she's only 47 years old. And to hear him, he's so broken up because he lost his father. Then he lost his mother, and now 6 months later, he lost his sister. And he basically only has a brother and a sister left, and none of them live around him, so he's all alone. All he has is the people with his job, and he's got rheumatoid arthritis. He's my age. He's got rheumatoid arthritis to the point where he can barely turn the ignition on his truck. So he's in pretty bad shape. And, you know, it just killed me to hear him so broken up about it. And it's made me reevaluate a few things in my life, like what's important. And, you know, my family has always been important to me, but they're even more so now because I worry that something will happen and, you know, maybe one day I go to sleep and I don't wake up and then they're without me. So I'm trying to figure out some things to do to, first of all, to make myself a little healthier. Second of all, to set things up in case that were to happen. And, you know, I just am bored with Asia. I'm really, honestly, I've been to the Philippines probably 50 times. I've been to, 30 times. Been to Cambodia probably 60 times. I've been to Myanmar like 20. I've been to Indonesia about 5 times. I've been to, where else have I been in Asia? I've been to Japan a couple times. I would actually like to go to Japan. Macau and Singapore. And I've pretty much been everywhere that I want to go and seen what I want to see in Asia. I'm happy with that. So I just was thinking to myself, man, I got to live a little. I mean, I need something that's going to do something for me. And so I've been thinking about doing something, going to Africa or something, but it's always been a matter of money. Raising the money to do that. So I'm going to put some of my photos up for sale in the very near future. I've been looking through some of my photos to pick out some of the better ones. You know, there's a lot of photos that are already up on Facebook that are pretty good photos or photos that I really like a lot and I think people like. But I'm going to start selling my photos again. I've been selling some things commercially through an agency, but for a long time now. But I want to sell things like prints because that's the kind of thing that I can make money from. You know, if I made $500-$600, $1,000 a month off of the prints, then that would allow me to travel to some other places outside of Asia, and some of the places. Well, Afghanistan and Pakistan are basically in Asia. I have a ticket, I think. I have a Bangkok Air ticket, I have a one-way business class ticket on Bangkok Air to Mumbai. And I was thinking about going to Mumbai and then to Kashmir. And then I got to buy the ticket back. So that's not all that bad. And then I have Delta Airlines, I think I have 70,000 miles, which will pretty much get me just about anywhere in Asia. And with maybe another 10,000 miles, it gets me even more. So it gets me even further. So I'm thinking about buying the 10,000 miles. But it doesn't get me to Africa. And honestly, while part of me is a little bit hesitant because of the dangers of going to like the Congo, I want to go, and I think it's necessary for me to elevate my photography. Because I kind of feel bored shooting the photos now here, and I don't want to feel that way. I want to feel alive. I want to feel like I'm happy to be there, and you know, exploring something new. And that's the thing, is that over the years, I have made it a point to try to go somewhere new all the time. And I can't really remember. I think the last time that I went somewhere new was maybe 4 years ago, something like that. 3 years ago, I went to Russia. And then I went to Russia maybe 9 months after that or something like that, 6 months after that. And I haven't been back. But, you know, that's an option too, is the Ukraine. So I'm thinking of all these things to do. And, you know, the thing is that when I started out my site, I started it out kind of as a site just about my life and about taking photos and that kind of thing. And it kind of, I don't know how, but it transformed into a site about how to do this, how to do that, how to handle your problems with women. And I didn't really like that. And I haven't really liked that for a long time. But I'm not really the kind of guy who really wants to sit down and write a how-to manual and do how-to videos. I personally think that if you want to learn, if you truly want to learn, the best way to do it is just you get a couple pointers from somebody and then you just go for it. You just try. And eventually you will learn. I mean, I've taught myself about computers. I've taught myself photography. I took 2 years of literature in college, and I pretty much taught myself how to write, after that, and how to go after clients and that kind of thing. I just think you got to go after things, and you got to have the curiosity to try to figure things out yourself. And I'll give you a perfect example. The last video I did, the guy asked me about the tuition fees for Bangkok University. Now, you know, I went and within 5 minutes I had the fees for per term. Now, there's absolutely no reason why the guy couldn't have done it himself and gone to Google. I don't think the guy actually even thought, oh, I can go to Google and find the fees myself. He didn't even think of it. But in my opinion, if you want to move to another country, I don't care if it's Thailand, I don't care where it is, you got to have some initiative and you got to have the drive to do things on your own. If you want to find, and this is why I don't like guys who are telling you, well, this is what you can do to make a living. This is step one, this is step two, this is step three. Ah, it's bullshit. Figure out what you're good at. Think about, is that possible in Thailand or wherever? And then you give it a go. And if it works, it works. And hopefully you've got enough money stashed where you can go back home and you can start all over again. I got a buddy now who came over here, I don't know, a couple years ago. I told him, yeah, go for it. Try it. But, you know, if it doesn't come through, then be ready to go back home. Now, he's been paying his bills back home. He had a townhouse back home. He had some bills back home. He had the money to pay those. He was generating enough income to pay those, but he really wasn't generating enough money to pay the bills here. And now he's in a position where he is absolutely desperate to stay here. And I'm like, why don't you just go home? You know, it ain't right now. And the thing is that Thailand is changing. And it's been changing for years. And change is one thing that is constant. You can bank that change is going to happen anywhere, everywhere in the world. It's going to happen in all facets of life. And I think that you need to prepare for that. I don't know that I'm prepared for it. I'll tell you, I'm lucky. I'm very fortunate that I have a supportive family back home. They help me with my decisions. I have my wife who is willing to work, and it allows us to have our school and our kids in a private school. But we're not wealthy by any means, and we're constantly trying to make things better. But not everybody has these options. So when you come over here, this is not 20 years ago in Thailand. You know, it's not like you can just come over and do whatever you want and nobody cares because they just want the tourists. Now things are different. They want the good tourists. They want the tourists that have money and aren't doing anything what they deem to be illegal. My opinion of Thailand has changed over the years. In some ways, I'm so grateful to be here and to have people around me, Thais around me, that I don't have to worry about them ripping me off. I don't have to worry about them cheating. I don't have to worry about any of that. But then on the other hand, there are some things about Thailand that I don't particularly like. And there's every single country that I've been to, and I've been to about 40 countries. And out of every single one, I can't think of any country that was absolutely perfect and there was nothing wrong with it. So, I mean, I could dwell on and on and on. I probably got 300 things in Thailand that I don't like. I probably got 300 things in America that I don't like. If I really sat down and thought about it, I could get at least 100. But if I was to think about all the things that I do like, I still think that they would outweigh the negative. You know, the number of positives would outweigh the negative. And so I believe that I'll be here for a while, and then in the future, maybe I'll spend time in different locations. I just saw a guy who I don't know him, but I know of him. He's fairly well known. in photography. He's got a houseboat and he's selling it. And I'm thinking, wow, that sounds like something cool, man. Something I could do. Then the thing is I think to myself, is that really what you want to do? You better think long and hard about it. First of all, I don't have the cash to just plop down on a boat. And second of all, I don't really know enough about that particular kind of boat to make it, it's probably not feasible for me to do it without at least going to see it, spending some time on it. It would be a major project for me to do something like that. And I have a wife and kids. If it was just me, that would be easier. It's not, though, and I always have to remember that. That's pretty much what's going on for now. And it's almost Christmas. I think we have one present under the tree now, and that's a present from me to my wife. We're not really huge on Christmas here. We have a little tabletop Christmas tree that has the lights on and everything, and we'll have a handful of presents under the tree for Christmas morning and everything, but this is Thailand, and to tell you the truth, I mean, I forgot it was Thanksgiving. I forget when it's Memorial Day, when it's George Washington's birthday and President's Day, and I never remember these things. I have completely forgotten them. So when it comes to holidays, rarely do I remember unless I'm getting some money on that particular day, and then I got to go, I'm getting some money on that day, but it's not going to come until the next day because it's a holiday. That's about the only way that I remember a holiday. So anyway, I guess that's all I got, but I'm going to take a little bit of a break. I don't know, probably till the beginning of the year. I may throw up a video or two here or there, but I'm not positive because I got a lot of things going on. I'll definitely post whatever updates there are about Bang and let everybody know what's going on with him for sure. And that'll be on Twitter and my Facebook. So I've got a Twitter. It's an American in BKK. And then my Facebook's an American in Bangkok. I've also got Instagram. That's my name. It's just Instagram/Scott Mallon. Please follow me. Click like on this video. And I believe that what I'm going to start doing is putting only one video up a week, one or two videos up a week. It'll be like on Wednesday and Saturday. And then in the members section, I'll put them up like on Wednesday and Saturday also. It'll make it easier for me because one problem I'm having is that I'm trying to write a book. I'm trying to sell photos. I'm trying to get my photography site to where I like it. I'm trying to edit my photos. I'm taking care of my kids when my wife's not around. I'm trying to stay healthy with my leg, and I'm trying, which means that I can't walk a lot. I can't really go anywhere and walk around for any length of period of time. So that kind of rules out me taking photos all day long. It makes it difficult. So yeah, for now, I think I'm kind of stuck, but I'm hoping that once I get the surgery, I'll be back 100%. But that'll be a couple of months. So anyway, until next time, I'm Scott. I'm an American in Bangkok. I hope everybody has a happy holiday. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and all that good stuff. And I should have something on before New Year, but whatever. Happy New Year anyway. So until next time, I'm Scott. I'm an American in Bangkok. Chok di lat chuk en mai.